In his vision, the Apostle John saw an angel flying through the air with the eternal gospel that he was to proclaim to all nations. A second angel followed, announcing the fall of the great city Babylon, symbol of the satanic world system. Then came a third angel, declaring in a loud voice that anyone who worships the beast and receives his mark on the forehead or hand will come under the eternal condemnation of God. This calls for endurance on the part of God's people, those who are faithful to Jesus, John writes. A voice from heaven proclaimed, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, for they will rest and their works will follow them." Then John was given a vision of what is described as the harvest and the vintage of the earth. He saw a white cloud, and seated on it was one like a son of man, who had a crown of gold on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. He swung his sickle over the earth, and the harvest was reaped. Son of Man is one of the titles of Jesus. An angel, also with a sharp sickle, gathered the grapes from the vineyard of the earth and threw them into the winepress of God's wrath outside the city of Jerusalem. From this winepress of judgment, blood flowed out as high as a horse's bridle for a distance of about 300 kilometers. Then John saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mixed with fire. Beside it were standing those who had triumphed over the beast, who is the Antichrist. They had harps and were singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, praising God and proclaiming that all the nations will come to worship him because his judgments are just. Then out of the temple came seven angels to whom were given seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God. These bowls contain the last plagues to be poured out on the earth. The contents of the first bowl produced malignant sores that broke out on those bearing the mark of the beast. The second bowl was poured on the sea, which became blood, and every sea creature died. The third angel emptied his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. John heard an angel declare that God is just, because he had given blood to drink to those who had shed the blood of God's people. The fourth angel poured his bowl on the sun, which became so hot that men were scorched. The fifth bowl was emptied on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness, while men cursed God because of the plagues. The sixth bowl dried up the river Euphrates to prepare the way for the kings from the east. John saw three evil spirits, like frogs, coming out of the mouth of the dragon, that is Satan, the beast, and the false prophet. These demons went out to persuade all the rulers of the nations to come and fight at Armageddon, where the last great battle was to be fought. Then a warning is given, reminding God's people that the Lord's coming will be sudden and unexpected, so they must be on their guard and ready for his return. The seventh angel poured his bowl into the air, and a loud voice coming from the temple said, "It is done." There were flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, and a tremendous earthquake, the worst earthquake that the world has ever known. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. The islands were removed, and the mountains disappeared, and enormous hailstones fell from the sky. Then John saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. She was dressed in purple and was glittering with precious stones. In her hand was a golden cup filled with abominations, and on her forehead was written a mysterious name, Babylon the Great, the mother of all prostitutes. And she was drunk with the blood of God's people. In Old Testament times, Babylon was the capital of a powerful and idolatrous empire that had caused Israel and other nations much suffering and loss. For John and his readers, the great harlot was Imperial Rome, the wealthy and idolatrous city built on seven hills that dominated the world and that persecuted the true followers of Jesus. In this vision, the woman, symbol of a corrupt religious and economic system, is closely associated with the beast, an evil political power that will rule at the time of the Great Tribulation in the person of the end-time leader and great persecutor of God's people, the Antichrist. John was told that the 10 horns of the beast were 10 states, whose rulers will come to power for a short time and give their authority to the Antichrist. As for the woman who exploits the peoples of the earth and had come to last day power with the beast, she will find that he turns against her and destroys her completely. John saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven to announce her fall, and the nations of the world mourn because of her ruin. All those who gained their wealth from her will lament the loss of their power and riches. But in heaven great multitudes rejoice over Babylon's fall and praise God because his judgments are just and true. Next episode, the New Jerusalem.